This is Insight. I'm Anne Maria Watt. Dr. Jessica Kemp is Vice President for Policy and Advocacy at the Center for Planning Excellence. She authored CPEX's report on disconnected workers, which explores barriers to economic development statewide and particularly in the nine parish capital region. Jessica, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So we should probably get this out of the way first. What is a disconnected worker?
A disconnected worker is someone who has no employment history or has maybe a very spotty employment history. This is someone who faces multiple barriers to full-time sustained employment.
Early on in the report, you point to this Baton Rouge Area Chamber report that kind of looks at what we should be doing to increase workforce development. And basically, the approach is, as it has always been, really, is to say, you know, these industries are demanding these workers. Here's what we need to do to meet those demands. The CPEX report, however, seems to say instead of looking at industry demands, we need to look at workforce needs.
Kind of. I wouldn't put it exactly that way.
Okay.
I think we want to say, in addition to focusing on training skilled workers for those middle skill jobs, we also need to be looking at the entry point of the pipeline and getting more people engaged in entry level work so that they are then in a position down the road to train for some of those skilled jobs, with the larger objective of making sure that more people who are in need in Louisiana have access to all the new jobs and new opportunities that are coming along with the recent spate of economic growth.
You also point to some organizations that are doing work to serve disconnected workers. So this may kind of further illustrate what a disconnected worker is. So tell me a little bit about the type of services that Goodwill Hope Ministries, United Way are providing.
Sure. I think the thing that unites them all is that they provide a wide range of services. They all recognize that disconnected workers need a variety of things, and it's different for every person, every individual. So in addition to literacy training and, you know, basic skills and knowledge, they may be teaching literacy. They may be helping with family stability. They may be helping with food and shelter. So a lot of disconnected workers face just this compendium of issues, and it really takes a lot of concerted effort and a broad range of knowledge to be able to address those issues.
And one of the biggest issues your report points to is transportation.
Yes.
So transportation is time and time again one of the biggest obstacles to disconnected workers.
That's right. And unfortunately, that's not something that most of these service providers can offer. We need to look to other agencies to be coordinating with those service providers to provide that kind of access. But at CPEX, we have heard from all of these organizations and others that transportation is a consistent barrier for workers who are trying really hard to advance their situation, access services, get more education, get the training they need. They want these opportunities, but if they don't have access to a personal vehicle, they may not be able to do it.
Now, what are CPEX's recommendations when it comes to transportation?
Well, our transit system is a key player in this. And we all know that CATS has had its troubles, but it has made some really important steps forward towards making improvements in the quality of the service and the reach of the service. So CPEX is very supportive of those efforts and just hope to see them continue to expand and improve with a focus on making sure that those who would rely on transit as their primary means of transportation are those who are prioritized for those expansions and improvements.
Jessica Kemp, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
This is Insight. I'm Anne Maria Watt.